I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This week, we learned that Avis, the rental car company, will be managing Alphabet's fleet of self-driving cars starting in Phoenix, Arizona. It's part of a long-term and significant change in transportation in the U.S. around self-driving vehicles that we are following. But in the short term, transportation companies still need human drivers. And while we've talked a lot on our show about the recent troubles and leadership changes at Uber, we haven't checked in with drivers. So we called up Harry Campbell. He's a driver with Uber and Lyft and blogs at therideshareguy.com. Harry, thanks for talking. We have to assume even the recent change in allowing for tipping drivers was related to Uber's challenges, right?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely a huge connection between Uber adding the tipping option. I mean, really no less than a week after the CEO took a break from the company and then eventually resigned. And to be frank, I think a lot of drivers sort of felt that the CEO was at the root of a lot of their satisfaction, whether it was the policies he was putting in place or even the comments he was making in the media saying things like, can't wait till we get rid of the other dude in the car, referring to drivers. And you can imagine that for drivers who are sort of staying on top of this, it's not exactly what you want to hear from the head boss at your company.
Right. And even if Travis Kalanick is gone and Uber is still working on self-driving cars, how do you feel long-term about drivers' futures with Uber?
Well, I think that long-term is an interesting question, but honestly, a lot of drivers are more concerned with the short-term. They're thinking about their day-to-day, how do I pay the bills at the end of the week, or how do I pay the bills at the end of the month? At some point in the future, it may be human drivers competing with self-driving cars. But I think even then, as self-driving cars get into the arena, it's going to lower the cost of transportation for everyone. And even more people are going to be taking rideshare services like Uber and Lyft, which could mean that drivers might have jobs for longer than they think, at least while the self-driving cars scale up their fleet.
Fair enough. Do you feel like people are still working for Uber in the same volumes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess I would love to say that drivers are not getting as many rides and passengers are not taking Uber as much because of some of these ethical problems and some of the turmoil that Uber has had at the company. But frankly, we really haven't seen that. Drivers are still getting just as many rides, if not more. More passengers are definitely getting into the car and saying, hey, so what do you think about Uber's CEO or now former CEO? But at the same time, they're still calling these Uber rides. And I think that's really what a lot of people miss is that passengers are connecting with drivers, right? They might see what's going on at the company and they might be aware of these issues, but they're not ever chatting with the CEO, right? They're chatting with the driver who's providing a great experience and they can still call for a ride with their smartphone.
Harry Campbell, he's a driver with Uber and Lyft and blogs at therideshareguy.com. Harry, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on.